Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House has been in session and working on a lot of really important legislation, including some legislation that will finally put into law the existence of the Office of Inspector General in state government. What's going on here?
Well, legislation that would ensure the future of the State Office of Inspector General has been passed by the General Assembly and is now going to be signed into law. Recognizing the importance of the Inspector General in rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse within the state's welfare system and government as a whole, Senate Bill 527 will make the office a permanent part of state government. Currently, it exists only by executive order of the governor. Under the bill, the Office of Inspector General would be granted subpoena power for its internal investigations and would be authorized to investigate and file criminal charges for certain welfare fraud crimes. The bill also aims to promote the office's independence. It outlines qualifications for the top post and provides a separate budgetary line item for the office. Finally, the bill ensures regular communications between the Office of the Inspector General and the General Assembly. Again, the legislation is now passed the General Assembly and is going to be signed into law.
There was also some legislation that was approved that will update reporting for lobbyists in Pennsylvania and possibly tweak the penalties for those that don't report properly. What's going on here?
That's correct. To improve transparency in the lobbying process in Pennsylvania, House Bill 1178 was approved by the House this week to better address lobbying violations and ensure the public has more information with respect to how lobbyists attempt to influence public policy. The legislation would increase the maximum penalty imposed by the Ethics Commission for an unlawful act from the current fine of $2,000 to $4,000. The bill would also incrementally ratchet up the administrative penalties imposed for negligent failure to report to a maximum of $200 a day after an initial 20-day period. Additionally, the bill would improve the current electronic filing system for lobbyists and require all filings to be posted on the Department of State's publicly accessible website within 7 days of receipt. The bill now goes to the Senate for their consideration.
And we're coming up on the summer vacation season, and motorists need to be aware that there's a lot of work going on out in the highways.
Absolutely. With the summer road construction season in full swing, motorists are reminded to follow state law and be safety conscious in highway work zones. Since 1970, 87 PennDOT employees have lost their lives in the line of duty. Many interstate work zones now have speed monitoring devices to alert motorists of their speed prior to entering the work zone. Remember, a white flashing light attached to the active work zone sign means that construction workers are present. Motorists in an active work zone who are caught driving 11 miles per hour or more above the posted speed limit, or who are involved in a crash or convicted of failing to drive at a safe speed, will automatically lose their license for 15 days. Additionally, fines for traffic violations are doubled for active work zones. 5 years of additional jail time may be imposed for individuals convicted of homicide by vehicle for a crash in an active work zone. For more information on work zone safety, you can visit PennDOT's website at www.penndot.com and look for safety tips in the Travel in PA pull-down menu.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Ryan McKenzie.